The Gemara in Masechet Pesachim Daf Gimel on the base tells us of the story of who a Ramah that was sold for Ochel Pesachim Yerushalayim. There was this Nochri that was eating the Karban Pesach in Yerushalayim. V'omar, and he said, "Ksiv kol b'nechol ayoychol boy." Even though the Torah teaches us that an Akum may not eat from the Karban Pesach, and the Torah says, "Kol arulayv lo yoychol boy." V'anok ha'achil na'mishufri the shufri. I eat from the best part of the Karban Pesach, even though I'm a Nochri. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir asked him, Mikasofalei me'alya, did they give you from the tail, which was considered the best portion of meat? Amalei lo. So he said no. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir tried to trick the Akum. Like that, the Jews in Yerushalayim by the Beis Hamikdash would recognize that this individual was an Akum and not deserving to eat of the Karban Pesach. And he said to him, Kisalkus l'hosam, when you come to Yerushalayim, Eimelahu, tell them, Safli me'alya, give me from the tail. Kisalk, so that's what he did. When he came to Eretz Yisrael, Amelahu, he said to the people in his group, Me'alya safli, I want a portion from the tail. Amalei, so the people told him that when we bring a Karban Pesach from a keves, when we bring a Karban Pesach from a ram, we know that the tail is brought on the Mizbeach. And therefore they asked him, Man Amalekachi, who's the one that told you to sell, who's the one that told you to ask for alumit? Amalei Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. He said it was Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira that told me to do so. So he said, so they said to him, Amalei Mahai de Kaman, there's something wrong here. What Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira certainly knew that the alya is offered on the Mizbeach and not given to eat to anyone. So indeed, says the Gemara, Botko Ach Basrei, they followed up, and they discovered that he was an Akum v'katlua. Says the Gemara, Sholcha Leil Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, they said to the Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Sholmach, they sent him the following letter, Sholmach Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, they sent him a greeting, the At, the Tzivin, you're in the Tzivin, umetzudascha prusu Yerushalayim, but your influence extends until Yerushalayim. And the question Taisus asks is, why wasn't Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira alone in Yerushalayim? Why did he just have to do it this way? Why didn't he just come, why wasn't he in Yerushalayim? So Taisus, isn't there a chiv of Aliyah regal on Yontif? So Taisus offers three terutzim. One teretz Taisus offers is that he did not own property, and someone who doesn't own property is not obligated in Aliyah L'Regel. Another teretz Taisus offers that he was an elderly person that is potter from Aliyah L'Regel. And another teretz was that he was in Chutz Laretz, and somebody in Chutz Laretz isn't obligated to go to be Aliyah L'Regel. So the Mishnah Lamelech says that from Taisus, Pasha Pshan and Taisus says the Mishnah Lamelech seems that Taisus's question is two questions really. One question was, why wasn't he in Yerushalayim to be Oyel Regel? And why wasn't he in Yerushalayim in order to bring the Karban Pesach? And that the terutzim that Taisus offers answer both questions. And if, according to this, the Mishnah Melech says that it's obvious that Taisus' opinion is that Aliyah L'Regel and the Chiv of Karban Pesach travel together. And therefore, whoever is potter from Aliyah L'Regel is also potter from bringing a Karban Pesach. And in fact, I saw that the Cheshek Shloima says that how do we know that these two rules indeed travel together? Because he says, if you look in the Pasuk says, Loisishchar al chametz dam zivchi, referring, as we learned in our Gemara, to Karban Pesach. And the Pasuk before it says, V'yachmet ish es artzecha, that is the source to teach us that somebody who doesn't own property is potter from Riya. Dor Chodosh explains that the way we know that someone who doesn't own property is potter also from a Karban Pesach is the Pasuk of La Yachman Ish Es Artzecha is referring to the Sholosh Regalim, because the Pasuk before La Yachman Ish Artzecha the Pasuk before it, this is all in Shmois, Lamed Dalet, Psukim Chaf Gimel, Chaf Dalet, Chaf Hei. Pasuk Chaf Gimel says, Sholosh Pamim B'Shona, Yura Kal Zechurcha. And then the Pasuk says, V'lo Yachman Ish Etzecha. And then the Pasuk says, Lo Sishchat Al Chometz Dam Zivchi. So we see that they travel together, and therefore the person was potter from Karban Pesach, and the person was potter, Yehuda ben Maaseiah was potter both from Karban Pesach and from Riyah. So I saw that the Mefarshim ask that the Taisa says in Masechta Baba Basra, "Ein lecha adam Yisrael she'ein lo arba amos beretz Yisrael." There is no Jew that doesn't own four amos in Eretz Yisrael. Everybody has a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. So how is it possible to say that Yehuda ben Maaseiah didn't own any karka in Eretz Yisrael? So he answers, this is the Gra, that the Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin, that Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara speaks about the Mesim, that Yecheskel was Mechaya Mesim. And the question there is, did they pass away right after they said Shira? Or did they go to Yisrael and have families? Says the Gemara, Amid Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah Araglov, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah got up, V'omer, Ani Mivnei B'Neim, I am from their descendants, U'meisim Elu Hoyu B'Nei Ephraim, who were these individuals that Yecheskel was Mechayim Meisim? They were from the B'Nei Ephraim that tried to leave Mitzrayim before the right time, and they didn't have any Nachla in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, says the Gra, the Yehuda ben Maaseiah had no karka in Eretz Yisrael. The Shagas Arya, however, asks that if that's the case, that somebody who doesn't own any property is potter from Karban Pesach, so how did they bring a Karban Pesach in the Midbar? In the Midbar, nobody owned any property. So he answers that they brought the Karban Pesach in the Midbar Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is Mugzekes L'Yotzei Mitzrayim, and therefore the people in the Midbar are considered owners of property in Eretz Yisrael. Then the Achronim ask, so how could Kahanim and Levim bring a Karban Pesach? They don't own property in Eretz Yisrael. So they answer two terutzim. One terutz is that sometimes a Kohen Levi could inherit property in Eretz Yisrael that he inherited from his grandfather, his father, his mother's father, who is a Yisrael. That's one terutz that's offered. Another terutz that's offered is that since the Kahanim and Levim got the Orei Miklot, that is considered as if they do have ownership and property in Eretz Yisrael. The Miches Chinuch asks, how could a Ger be obligated to bring a Karban Pesach? A Ger obviously doesn't have any property in Eretz Yisrael. His forefathers weren't Jews. And even if you'll say that the Ger bought property in Eretz Yisrael, that ownership that he has in the property is only is only considered a kinyan peiris, because by yovel that property will have to go back. And there's a concept, asks the Meches Chinuch, of kinyan peiris lav kinyan haguftami. So just because he has that temporary ownership in the property, how does that give him ownership? How does that, that's not considered real ownership, and why does he bring a carbon Pesach? So the Dvar Shmuel answers that even if we'll say, as far as Bikurim is concerned, the, when you bring Bikurim, there's a parasha of Mikra Bikurim, and says the Dvar Shmuel, we could indeed argue that a ger can't say the parasha Mikra Bikurim, because he can't say Al Oretz and Shina Satali, he doesn't really own property. There, it's the property that causes the chiyuv. The chiyuv of Mikra Bikurim is based on ownership of property. And a ger doesn't own property. But for Karban Pesach, it's not that the karka is the mechayiv of the Karban Pesach. The karka is not the mechayiv of the Karban Pesach. The mechayiv of the Karban Pesach is the fact that you're Jewish. Just as a rule that if you don't own property, you're not mechayiv to bring. For that, says the Dvar Shmuel, kinyan peiris is enough to be considered your own property. But then the Achronim ask, and this is a connection to what we learned at the end of Masechta Erevin. At the end of Masechta Erevin, we learned the opinion of Rabbi Lezer. The Rabbi Lezer's opinion is that machshirei mitzvah doichen es Shabbos. Something which is only a machshir for a mitzvah is doichen Shabbos. But the Gemara says that only in mitzvahs that I'm absolutely obligated in doing does Rabbi Lezer hold machshirei adoichen Shabbos. The classical example of Rabbi Lezer, as we learned the Masechta Shabbos, is Mila. Machshirei Mila, Rabbi Lezer holds adoichen as a Shabbos because I have to do the Mila on Shabbos. But let's say, says Rabbi Lezer agrees that if I don't have a mezuzah on my door, or I didn't make, or I don't have tzitzis, since I have the ability to be mafker, the beged that I own, or I have the ability to be mafker, the home that I own, there Rabbi Lezer will agree that I have no right to put tzitzis on a beged on Shabbos, to put a mezuzah on a door on Shabbos. So as the Achroinim, if so, if we're learning now, that if somebody doesn't own property in Eretz Yisrael, he's potter from the Karban Pesach, so why is the halacha the machshirim of the Karban Pesach are doich Shabbos? Ask the Chassam Sofer, he should just be mafker his property, and then he wouldn't be chayiv in a Karban Pesach. So some achroinim explain, and we'll discuss this more in a moment, that a person is not allowed to do something that will cause them to be excluded, that will cause them to be potter from bringing Karban Pesach. So a person to go be mafker his property in order not to be chayiv in a Karban Pesach may not be done. Another teretz that I saw for Rav David Pavarsky, and it's really a vort of the Avnei Nezer, he says that this concept that we learned, that if you don't own property, or if you're mafker your property, you're not mechuyiv in a Karban Pesach, is only if you haven't yet arrived in Yerushalayim. But if somebody has already arrived in Yerushalayim, it's too late for him to be mafker his property. And therefore, when Rabbi Lezer says the machshirei Pesach, a doich and a Shabbos, he's referring indeed to such a situation where the person is already in Yerushalayim, now he no longer has the ability to be mafker the property. Another teretz that I saw from the Dvar Shmuel, he explains like this. He says, when do we say that being mafker is being mafker will patter you from the mitzvah, and therefore you can't, it's not doich Shabbos? It's only with the obligate, and we said this concept earlier in our shir, when your obligation in the mitzvah comes from your ownership of the property. Your obligation in the mezuzah comes because you own the house. Your obligation in tzitzis comes because you own the beged. Be mafka the beged, be mafka the house, and you don't have a chiyuv to, you no longer have a chiyuv in mezuzah. You have no longer have a chiyuv in tzitzis. The chiyuv of Karban Pesach is not because you own property, as I said earlier. The chiyuv of Karban Pesach is because you're a Jew. Just the halacha is that somebody who doesn't own property is excluded. There, saying that I'll be mafkid of property isn't enough, because you're being mafkid of property, the ownership or not ownership of the property is not what is essential to your chiyuv of Karban Pesach. So we have been explaining, as the Mishnah Lamelech explained, that Tosfos holds that the chiyuv of Karban Pesach and the chiyuv of Aliyah L'Regel travel together. But as the Mishnah Lamelech himself, that the Gemara on Daf Tzadik Aleph and Amos Sechta says that a Zokin is potter from a Karban Pesach, and explains the Gemara who is considered the Zokin that's potter from a Karban Pesach, somebody who can't eat a kazayis of Karban Pesach. Ask the Mishnah Lamelech, the Gemara should have said, you know who's a Zokin? Like Tosfos just said, somebody who can't walk and reach Yerushalayim. And another raya, says the Mishnah Lamelech, that they don't travel together, because the halacha is a woman, a potter from Aliyah L'Regel, but the chayiv in Karban Pesach. So, the Tzlach has a whole different approach. The Tzlach's approach is that Tosfos' question is only on Aliyah L'Regel. And Tosfos, as we just explained earlier, gave a number to Rutzim why Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira was potter from Aliyah L'Regel. But as far as Karban Pesach is concerned, Tosfos, he says, was never bothered why Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira didn't come to do the Karban Pesach. Why? Because he was b'derech rechayka. He was far away from Yerushalayim. And somebody who's far away from Yerushalayim is not obligated to have to go out of his way to come to Yerushalayim to bring the Karban Pesach. The Minchas Chinuch doesn't accept this explanation, because the Minchas Chinuch finds it difficult to accept that somebody is not obligated to try to be mechayiv himself in a mitzvah. If there's a mitzvah to bring a Karban Pesach, you don't have an excuse, says the Minchas Chinuch, I'm far away from Yerushalayim. A Jew who's obligated to do a mitzvah is obligated to do whatever it takes to be able to fulfill that mitzvah. And that means being oil in the regal, that means going to Yerushalayim in order to bring the Karban Pesach. So I did see that the Achroinim want to suggest that even if we follow the Minchas Chinuch's approach, that we have an obligation to try to do a mitzvah that we're obligated to do, the Minchas Chinuch's approach is only in a situation where you're within distance to arrive in Yerushalayim within 30 days of Pesach. Because we know, Shoyim v'Dorshim, Behilchas HaPesach, Shloshim Yoyim Kodem HaChag. Or, according to Rav Shimon, it's not 30 days, it's 2 weeks. So according to that approach, we could understand our Gemara very well. And actually, maybe that's what Tosfos means to say. Netzivin was so, where Rabbi Yehuda was so far from Yerushalayim, it was more than a 2 week or 4 week or 30 day trip to Yerushalayim. And when does the Minchas Chinuch hold that I have to make my business to go to Yisrael? Only when I'm within distance, when I'm within that distance of Yerushalayim. But if I'm not within that distance, then I'm not, even the Minchas Chinuch would agree that I'm not obligated to have to go out of my way to go to Yerushalayim to bring the Karban Pesach. And actually, this discussion that we are now having, if a person is obligated to go out of his way to fulfill a mitzvah, is actually an issue that the Chaya Adam in Klal Samaches Sif Yotes discusses. He discusses a situation where if somebody lives in a certain city, and in his city he can't fulfill a mitzvah. In other words, let's say in his city there is no shofar. In his city there is no lulav. Is he obligated to go for sukkahs to a city where he could get dalaminim? Is he obligated to go to a city for Rosh Hashanah where he could hear a shofar? So, the Chaya Adam says, just like there's a din that you have to give up to 20% of your money to do a mitzvah, and so too the halacha would be here the same. But then he discusses, is traveling and being away for Yontif, maybe more, that tircha, that bother, is more than 20%. So the Nishmas Adam in Sifkat and Gimel says that he thinks that a person is not obligated to go away from home for Yontif to fulfill a mitzvah. But then he says, if it's not so far away, then it's within the distance of traveling of one day, then he says, you are obligated to make the trip. And he says, what's the raya? The raya is that the halacha is, if somebody, the Magen Avraham says in Simen Kuf Samach Gimel, Sifkaten Aleph, let's say somebody's at home and he wants to eat bread and he has no water. The halacha is that he has to travel up to Dala Mil to find water in order to do the mitzvah on the Tilas Yadayim. But then the Mishnah Adam goes on to say, let's say it's Yontif, and the person is going to leave home for Yontif in order to be able to fulfill a mitzvah. And by leaving home for Yontif in order to fulfill a mitzvah, he'll leave his family at home alone. And he says, being together with your family in Yontif is part of the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. So if the city that you're going to have to go to is outside of your tchum, then you're not obligated to go. And he goes on to say, but go before Yontif. He says a very interesting point. He says the obligation to fulfill the mitzvah only comes on Yontif. And since the obligation to fulfill the mitzvah only comes on Yontif, and on Yontif, of course, as we just finished learning the Sechta Erevin, we're not allowed to travel past the tchum. So before Yontif, I didn't have a chiv yet. And now it's Yontif, I'm now allowed to travel outside the tchum. Perhaps I saw that the Dvar Yeshua, in Shaila Tshuvas Dvar Yeshua, Chelek Aleph Siman Beis, wants to suggest that indeed is the machloikis of the Tzlach and the Meches Chinuch. The Meches Chinuch holds that even before the time of the mitzvah, one is obligated to try to fulfill the mitzvah. And therefore, in the case of Yehuda ben Seira, even though it was before Yontif, he had the obligation to travel to Yerushalayim to bring the Korban Pesach. Except that we said maybe if he was so far away that it was a distance of 2 weeks or 30 days, even the Meches Chinuch would agree that he's not obligated. The Tzlach, on the other hand, holds that the obligation only comes on the day of the Chiyuv, on the day of Erev Pesach. And since on that day he couldn't make it, so the Tzlach will hold, he's not obligated. It's interesting, there's a tshuva in the Masham, in Chelek Aleph, Simen Reish Tes, where he says that a person is not obligated if he can't fulfill a mitzvah. If he lives in a place where he can't fulfill a mitzvah, he's not obligated to bring himself and travel to a place where he will be able to fulfill the mitzvah. But, says the Marsham, there's one exception. And that is to bring shalom. In order to bring shalom between Jews, since the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Bakke Sholem Vroit Feyu. A person has to exert himself in order to bring Sholem. So there says the Marsham, you're obligated to travel, you're obligated to do whatever it takes, whatever tircha it takes to bring Sholem in Klal Yisrael.